I don't have any notes here. I should have something, but I don't.
I have the names of shows from
that email that went around. You're ahead of the game.
That's it. Yeah, but I'm the host. That's all I got. Names of shows. Ooh, Scott McNulty.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
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 Oh, you sound far away.
I am far away.
You're in Philadelphia.
It's true.
On the 20th floor of a building, no less.
That's remote. You got to shout from up there to be heard amongst the police cars.
I don't know why I put my microphone on the first floor, but...
Do you feel the building swaying at night when it's windy?
No. Although during the hurricane, I was not concerned about anything until a weather person said, oh, and if you live in Center City in a high rise, your windows might blow in. I was like, oh, great. I live in a high rise, and every room has giant windows.
That's the least of your worries. Seasickness, that's the real problem. You're living on a boat in the air. You're practically in a Zeppelin.
It's true. This building doesn't sway, though. I think it sways.
Well,
I worked in the Twin Towers, and those swayed. That was crazy.
I did not know that.
Pendulum. That's what you need.
It's true. I only worked on the 17th floor.
Oh, that's nothing.
Who were you working for there? Was that Comcast?
No, this was right after I graduated from college, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I had no real skills, which I still don't. So I was working in a company called the New York Institute of Finance, and I was doing
Hello.
I was doing weird stuff there.
Weird That's my stuff, start, you say.
So are you contending that now you know what you want to do?
I have not figured that out yet.
So you still have no skills, and you still don't know what you want to do. So really that time was exactly like this time, but you were younger.
I was younger, and I was in a different city, and the building was sweat.
On a higher floor.
Yeah. Try not to be so dour about it, John. Come on.
Really, I've moved three floors up, John.
He's much more advanced now.
He is moving on up.
Exactly.
He's finally got a piece of the pie.
I can only speak to Scott in terms of 70s television shows.
And that, Scott,
all he knows.
That's what's happening.
It's the only way to get through to him.
Those were good times, weren't they, Scott? You and Sanford and Son.
Columbo, Golden Girls. Golden Girls, not 70s, but I think that's still in his wheelhouse.
And that
exciting and new.
The tower is moving around like a boat. A love boat.
Come aboard. You know. We're expecting you.
Smiles, everyone, smiles. I should turn on the thing, shouldn't I? And press the button.
Oh, is it time to put on the thing?
Are we recording this one?
Yes, we should record this one. That would be good.
Should I record it now?
Please begin recording if you like.
Recording.
And even if you don't like.
Red 5 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
I don't understand.
Red Skelton standing by. Sorry, Red Fox would be better because of Sanford and Son references that were previously made. Red Fox standing by. Honky. Jive Turkey.
It's a big one.
5x5 at the movies is starting now.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, somebody's push notification just came in. How exciting.
Yeah, that was mine. My thing is... charging.
Wow, that's because you waved a red flag at it. All right.
Oh.
I'm still getting over Scott's revelations about his windows.
About his windows? He does windows?
He does.
Professionally. It's true.
I used to do windows professionally for many years.
Well,
that was my past as well. 5 years on the Windows IT lines. It was good times.
Amazing.
I believe the technical term is winders.
Windows with a OZE at the end.
Oh, classic.
W-I-N-D-E-R.
By Microsoft with a dollar sign instead of the S.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I worked there.
That was a different product.
Good days. Those are the days.
Sorry about that. I had a... I just before Skyping in, I finished recording another episode of Old Tech News, and so I realized I needed more podcasting juice.
Oh, that's good. No, you were running low.
I was the buzz from the alcohol from an hour ago was starting to wear off. I knew that I needed more Stoli.
All right.
Which is what I refer to Diet Doctor.
Yeah, I thought so.
Hard drinker. We don't drink enough while we're recording the podcast.
Andy Anatko is a hard drinker, and by that I mean he drinks soft drinks, but hard.
I go for the slower death. You know, diabetes, hypertension. I'm not gonna kill myself in a car.
Yeah, brilliant.
Let's go for liver damage.
How do we do this? It's been so long. I don't even remember now how we do this. We talk about Star Wars, right? That's what we do.
All right, I'm ready.
If the Toy Story 3 guy screws up Boba Fett, I'm just gonna freaking kill myself once and for all. I've had my heart broken way too many times by this freaking franchise.
I don't think anybody with that accent has ever really been a Star Wars fan.
you should drop by Somerville sometime. A lot of Somervillians who, you know.
It's very nice.
I'm not talking about the people who are from Tufts, okay? They're Bonnies from out of town. I'm talking about Somerville people.
This is, that sounds more like my neighborhood.
Untrustworthy Somervillians. All right.
Somervillains.
Somervillains, yes. Well, that's the way to do it.
Just remember, I've been taught exactly how little TV I watch.
I watch a eclectic mix. I watch a lot of television, most of which we did not discuss today because I watch an incredibly eclectic mix. And a lot of it is now – I've noticed – I mean, because of the fact that you don't have to follow the network schedule anymore, and especially for like the cable networks don't follow the like fall premiere stuff. Like my stuff spread like all throughout the year now, right? Like you get Mad Men shows up at weird times. You got Game of Thrones. You got a bunch of stuff that airs over the summers. You know, the cable networks don't give a crap about when they air stuff. So – yeah, fall has become less of a season as it used to be.
That's something we should have talked about. Which shows, when they land on your DVR, do you watch like immediately? Like you never let two of this show build up because that means unless you're like away or something or traveling. Like which shows do you watch the second they come and you don't let them build up?
I have very few. Game of Thrones.
I still have like Sunday night and Thursday night where. Unless I've got like a social thing, I will be in front of the TV watching shows pretty much as soon as they air. Because on Sunday night, there are like three shows that I really, actually now four shows now that Mythbusters have been moved to Sunday, where it's easier for me to just simply say I'm going to enjoy like just reading emails for 3.5 hours, watching Amazing Race, watching Mythbusters, watching The Simpsons, and watching the new episode of Boardwalk Empire. And the same thing for Thursday night too.
Wow.
That reminds me, I don't know if anybody here watches it, I'm guessing my guess would be on Scott. Has anybody watched The Hour?
Oh, I have.
Okay. The second season starts today in the UK.
I never got through the whole first season.
Really? I loved the first season.
I liked it, but it was before BBC was on my satellite in HD, and so it was kind of like crappy quality. And I liked it. I watched the first.
Constrained by watching stuff on the DVR.
I had other stuff. I had other stuff that I, you know.
I go back and watch. I mean, it's only six episodes, and it's quite
I liked
good.
It. I think I watched the first three or four.
It stars the new Q from Skyfall.
And Jimmy McNulty.
And yeah. So it's I highly recommend it. It's a show that it's a period drama in the 60s.
It's like Mad Men at the BBC with spies.
With spies, yeah.
Yeah. It is. It is. And the lead who's the woman who's in
Romola
that?
Gry.
But yeah, she's easy on the eyes. No, I mean, she's like striking, like not somebody you'd see on an American TV show, but
and they do some
striking.
Great, and she and Ben Whishaw, who is the lead, have some great chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
a good show. The Hour.
Watching.
Although watching Dominic West speak with his actual, you know, English accent, it's so weird because it's hilarious. Jimmy McNulty. It's,
well, nothing's ever better than the episode of The Wire where he does
the bad English accent.
Terrible English accent. Like, that is good. My hat is off to you, sir. If you can not only do an American accent well enough that I don't, like, I can't hear that you're British, but then you can on top of that fake a bad English accent with your American accent.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'm
amazing.
Dude, just like that scene in House where Dr. House has to call call London for a diagnosis.
Isn't
and
that
pretend
in the
to
first
be a
little episode?
No, it's okay. Somewhere it's early on during the good seasons.
Okay. Yes.
But yes.
That's another show that we canceled prematurely before the network canceled it. It's like, oh, and then that was the end.
Huh. The time to bail out is while the airplane is still at altitude, not when it's close to the mountain.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's like I've got so many canaries in the cave in the mines for me, because I tend to, like, even Downton Abbey, it's like I'm usually like a season or two behind, and only after I've had like two seasons worth of people recommending it to me or people like talking about it, that's when I'll say, okay, now I'll go and I'll buy like the season one DVD set,
right?
And by staying like a season behind, I don't even need to like subscribe to Showtime, and don't even necessarily need to subscribe to all these premium channels, because I get it by the time it's on iTunes. I just have to make sure I don't read anything on the internet ever written about Game of Thrones, and I'm good.
And you have to make sure that you don't then get so into it that you burn through it and then end up waiting like a year for the next season.
Yeah, I've also done that. That's what I did with The Shield. It was like, damn it, I had such a great two weeks watching four seasons.
I did the same thing with The Shield.
Still, for me, the high watermark for serial drama.
Huh.
I don't think there will be a better show ever than that.
Really? I really love The Shield. I would say The Wire beats it, but The Shield is still pretty great and has, to my mind, I think one of the best last episodes.
Absolutely.
Like, it was the episode where it's like, wow, this was the only way this could have ended. And, well, and stuff that refers to stuff that happened in the first episode that has ramifications all the way through to the last episode.
It was always about the first episode. And it's like, there's so many ways they could have ended it where, okay, this either death,
cheated or
prison, exactly, where you're invested in this character for seven seasons. He's reprehensible, but there's part of you that saw him playing with his kids and caring about his kids. So you don't want him to be torn to pieces by a Mexican drug gang. So it's definitely I'm about to go on a 20-minute love rant about how
that's another just podcast.
The only thing I'll say, Andy, is if you watch Last Resort long enough, Ronnie Gardaki shows up.
Yeah, 5x5, I'm hanging up on you now. It's not you, it's me. Good night.
Bye. Yeah, we never did talk about girls, Jason. I guess that's not Fall TV, but...
No, I was thinking of, like an HBO show or something. I would like to talk about girls at some point, but...
It's short and sweet. Anyone who hasn't watched Girls, it's like 10 episodes.
Yeah, 10 half-hour episodes.
It's not... Girls is the most interesting new show that I've seen in a long time, just because it was very... It's not what I expected, and I don't think I've seen anything like that in a long, long time.
No.
It was very quirky, and it charmed me.
I thought it was like a really, really good, almost like what a really, really good romantic comedy would be, except it's not entirely romantic, and it's like 10 and a half hours instead of a movie. But it had that vibe of like it's quirky and funny and smart, and it's I really liked it.
Yeah, and also like it's also serious, but it doesn't take itself too seriously, but it's still kind of serious. Like, this is these real people's lives. It's not just all for laughs. It's not like, you know, Friends where you don't believe they're real people. So
And there's a guy who never wears a shirt, which is hilarious too. Her boyfriend never wears a shirt.
He does eventually.
I know they go, actually there's a great moment where after like five episodes in, she's at a party and she runs into him and he's like wearing a shirt and with other people and not like just him and her in his apartment having sex, and it's like seriously confusing to her and the viewer. So it's like, wait, is that the guy without the shirt? It is. He's with other people. He's out in the world.
That's like his.
And then they ride on a bike, and it's a great show. I only watched that because it was on the same time as Game of Thrones, and I was very happy because it's good.
Very different vibe than Game of Thrones.
It is. It is a different vibe.
About the same amount of boinking, though.
Yeah.
Similar. Yeah.
That's true.
I like the fact that the people on Girls are not as attractive as the people on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's true.
Which you did not expect.
You would not expect that, no. Just
they cast
except,
some people.
Except for Brian Williams' daughter.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think that's those are correct ratios for real life. Among, yeah. like, seven people, one of them is going to be, well, okay, not that good looking. But, you know, everything's heightened slightly, but the curve is still there.
Yeah.
That was the first question on my the application I put in for to be on the NPR quiz show was about what newscaster's daughter was on the show Girls. And I'm like, I haven't seen an episode of this, but I actually know it.
That's brown. Yeah.
You already did that? I thought you were going to be like a live thing.
No, that was the application to be a contestant on the show.
Yes, right. Everybody who has HBO has watched Brian Williams' daughter masturbate in a closet.
not really.
Well, not really, but
she disrobes the least of the women in the show.
That's true.
Yeah.
But still, you know, then I'm watching the NBC election coverage, and I'm like, hey, Brian Williams.
I saw your daughter.
I've seen your
She's
daughter.
She's very attractive.
She is. She is.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that between Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire, it's like now we need like a special like casting agency just for like actresses who have never had cosmetic work done on their bodies and with like and nobody who has any tattoo that could possibly have been applied after like a design after 1917.
Well, they see those tattoos out.
Yeah, and they have good makeup for that.
But half of the people in Littlefinger's brothel have tattoos all over them. It's the magic of computers.
So here are our recommended titles. By Dunces, For Dunces, Two Dunces. Hey, you guys, you want to play Firefly? We've got nerd problems. I like that one. I'm talking about you, Himyum. Yeah, that's right. Flashbacks to flash forward. Suffers from the network effect. Too many pacies. Oh, yes, too many pacies.
You never have too many pacies.
Is Revolution new? yeah, okay, there's something in there. By Dunces, Four Dunces, Two Dunces is pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay, well, hey, look, we did an episode of The Incomparable. It had to happen eventually. So thanks, everybody. I've had so much stuff going on between work and family stuff that it's been kind of crazy, but I'm hoping to schedule some things, and I want to do a Lord of the... I'm giving everybody fair warning. I do want to do a Lord of the Rings episode if we can swing it in like 3 weeks or something
just
like that.
Just one episode?
I want to do a Lord of the Rings recording session. And we'll see where it takes us. And I want to give people enough time so that they can like watch all 20 hours of the movie.
Yeah, I have
the box set, the extended editions, which I haven't watched in many years.
Yeah, we got the Blu-rays, so we're going to do that pretty soon. So
yeah, I started and I got through disc one of Fellowship, and I was like, oh my god, this is going to take a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that like a festival. It's like six nights, one disc per night. Little, it's like Hanukkah except with hobbits.
And we have a show title.
No, but it's no.
Please bookmark that phrase, listeners.
Yes. Well, our stream has 5 listeners right now. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, guys. Nice talking to you.
Night.
Bye. Bye.